Don't be afraid, your life will have an end. Be much more afraid, it will never have a beginning. Once a week, around the world, this is the Weekly Podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Well, hi there once again, Jonathan Doyle with the Weekly Podcast. Thank you, as always, for the privilege of your time. Wherever you're listening to this, I always wonder, you know, often wonder where you are when you listen to this. And I'd love you to send me an email or post a comment, or you can find us on Twitter at Choices Media, C-H-O-I-C-E-Z, Media, one word. You can find us at Facebook at fbjonathan.com. If you just put in the letters FB Jonathan, JONATHAN.com. That'll take you straight to our Facebook page. I'd love to hear where you actually listen to the weekly podcast. Is it in your car, jogging? I mean, over the years, I've listened to podcasts in some strange places. As you know from recent podcasts, I'm pretty keen on my cycling at the moment, so I listen to some great stuff on daily rides. But I'd be fascinated to know where you listen to it. So please get in touch, send me an email, or get in touch with us on social, or post a comment here, because I'd be fascinated to know sort of when you download it, when's the best time to receive it. That's another question I sort of have is, you know, you all get so much email and you get so much email, and I'm thinking, what's the best time? Do you like getting this Sunday nights? Do you like it first thing Monday morning? Do you like it Monday night? So let me know. Now, what I'm going to do is charge in to the message for the week. And what I wanted to talk about was the concept of mindfulness. Mindfulness, paying attention to the things that are really important. And, you know, there's another form of mindfulness, which is something that's been taught in a lot of the great wisdom traditions, which is the concept of being really focused on the moment. And I'm going to look at that in another podcast, but this week, what I want to do is just look at this concept of what are you paying attention to? Because the weekly podcast is fundamentally about creating change. So you listen to this because at some level you're the kind of person that wants to create ongoing change in your life. And it's really cool. It's amazing how, for someone like me, who's on the same journey, I mean, you and I are essentially on the same journey, even if I never meet you, I'm always trying to grow and develop and learn and change. And the fact that you're giving me the privilege of your time proves that you're on exactly the same journey. But, you know, to grow into change, we're going to have to start realizing, and here's a key point for those of you that journal and take notes. I want you to remember this one, that attention is now a commodity. So what you pay attention to is essentially now a type of currency, a kind of commodity. And I know that's true because for a start, I run, you know, several businesses and multiple websites which are doing all sorts of different things. But fundamentally, I'm interested in people's attention and what can I create or offer or serve people with that is worthy of their attention. And some of you might be familiar with a guy called Seth Godin, who's very famous and a great marketing guy, great internet guy. One of the real, you know, the new cliched words is thought leaders. You know, this is a guy that's really put some interesting stuff out there. And one of the points that Seth's made is this concept of, you know, the sort of pre-industrial, the post-industrial model, which is kind of, you know, when we first really started advertising. And this is a really interesting story. I often teach this in seminars when I'm working with people on media and how media impacts us. Is that, you know, before sort of, you know, round about World War One, we didn't have a lot of advertising as such. And it was only the guys that were trained in the first sort of theories of psychology that came back after the First World War and actually started the world's first advertising companies. It's really interesting stuff. But what the point that Seth Godin makes is that, you know, for most of the 20th century, you only had three ways to reach people. You know, you had TV, you had radio, and you had print media. Now, think at the moment, in this, you know, just in the last sort of 5 years, 10 at the max, think of how many channels, and by channels we mean, you know, ways that people can reach you. Think of how many channels there are now. You know, there's outdoor advertising, there's still TV, there's still radio, there's still print. But think of how many channels there are on the internet alone. YouTube, you know, Google searches, all the different social media stuff that you're into, you know, things like my website, stuff that you access here. You know, your attention now becomes a real commodity. Why? Because there's so many places you could spend it. And I'm going to suggest that internet's fragmenting our attention. I'm not saying don't use it, because we all use it, but the best thinking is that we actually need to give ourselves regular breaks, and we need to practice this kind of concept of mindfulness. And this is something, you know, I always share in the weekly podcast. I'm sharing things that are relevant for me, because I am so immersed in the internet, you know, from podcasting and interviews to press releases to all the social media stuff we do, to video content, to all the different things we do. And even I'm now aware of, you know what I need to do? I constantly need to get away and to read and to think and to journal and to write. And I really want to suggest to you that you've got to make time for these things. So if there's key things in your life that you need to change, one of the challenges you're going to have is your attention's so fragmented. And you can really run the risk of drifting into vague areas. And, you know, vague areas of change. Like, how many of you listening to this have, you know, sometimes said, oh, you know, I want to lose weight, or I want to get fit, or I want to do this, or I want to stop doing something. But have you really given it your attention? Have you given it silence? Have you taken a pen in your hand and actually been mindful, really concentrating on what the issues are, what the result is that you want? And as I say this to you, there'll be a part of you that's like, oh yeah, I know, I really should get onto this. And, you know, as one great speaker said, the danger is you've got to be careful that you don't should all over yourself. You know, should is a very dangerous word. You know, I've said that in lots of podcasts. You know, but are you really, you know, this is hard work. And as I was preparing to do this podcast, I thought, you know, the difference between those who really contribute in life and the life that you want to live is made up of this kind of stuff. You know, some people do lots of thinking and journaling and writing, and they're mindful. They pay attention to the small things that really matter. You know, one of the great sayings of management, of course, is, you know, you can't manage what you don't measure, or what you can't measure. You know, hear that again. Write that down if you get a chance. You can't manage what you don't measure. So if there's a key area of your life that you want to change, health and fitness goals, or financial goals, or study outcomes, or sporting outcomes, you know, how can you measure where you are right now? And sometimes you'll go, oh, you just can't. You'd be surprised how you can measure, you know, incremental change in the direction that you want to head. And I really want to encourage you now. There's two areas of my life at the moment where I'm actually really measuring my own progress. I use Evernote, which is a fantastic app. And I use, you know, Evernote to kind of document where I'm tracking on these things. And I use a couple of Google Docs spreadsheets to actually put some numbers behind it. So every day, like, I'm recording this one, you know, on a Sunday night, which is rare for me. So wherever you are in the world, you now know that it's Sunday night, I'm doing this live. But, you know, at sort of 5:30 tomorrow morning, I'll be up working, you know, putting some numbers in the spreadsheet and documenting where the progress is and just taking some notes about it. So I'm keeping it in front of me. I'm always mindful of what is it that matters to me right now. And, you know, I'll talk a bit more about this again in podcasts in the future, but this whole thing about goals, you know, I just got invited last week. I'm going to fly up to another part of the country I'm going to speak to. It's really cool. I've been invited back to a school that I went to as a young kid, and it's really exciting. They want me to speak on leadership, and I'm going to work with about 400 senior students on some leadership content. And, you know, I thought, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about goals. And I know when you talk about goals, your brain and many people's brain can just switch off. Oh, yeah, goals, here we go again. But I go, you know, the point about goals, honestly, is not the attainment. We think it is. We think it's like, oh, I'll do this and then this will happen and then I'll be happy. No, you won't. You will not be happy. Whatever your goal is, it's not going to make you happy. I know that can be depressing, but you think, well, when I get this, then I'll be happy. No, you won't. If that's true, there would be just some happy people that have reached their goals and everyone else. What's going to happen is when you put meaningful, important goals in front of you, you're going to change in the process. It's who you become that's the important stuff. You know, and I'm going to talk about this. You know, when I'm speaking to these 400 senior guys, it's going to be like, you know, the goals, it's not the end point, it's the journey that matters. And to tie this back into our theme for this weekly podcast, mindfulness is going to be central to the attainment of the things that really matter to you. Think about it right now. What is it that really matters to you? What is it right now that you are really passionate about or committed to or want to see happen. It's not enough just to have vague ideas that one day you would like X to happen, like the magical fairies are going to turn up and make it happen. There aren't any magical fairies, and if they were, they're not coming to you. You know, what's going to happen is if you're mindful and deliberate and you measure and you have numbers behind it and you constantly screen out all the bright, shiny objects, all the little things that confuse you and distract you, you know, that level of mindfulness is going to move you towards your goal. And there'll be a lot of times when you'll think, oh, it's not working, it's not working. Hang in there, you stay mindful, and you'll start to see the progress. And I know that's true because I've been privileged enough to see it in my own life. I want to encourage you to journal. And even today, in the midst of my crazy life with tribes of my young children racing around the house, setting fire to things, I was sitting at one point in the house just writing some journal stuff down, some stuff on goals. And Karen walked past. She's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm just, you know, putting some stuff down. And there I was, mapping out, where am I? Where do I want to be? So this is the stuff I do. I make time for it. I got a very busy life. And yours will be very busy too, but this stuff's possible. Mindfulness is the thought of the week. What are you paying attention to? What are you spending that commodity on? What are you spending that commodity? Think of it like gold. Think of it like, you know, absolute diamonds. Who is wasting your time? What things are you doing that is wasting your time? I don't understand television. I'm going to go out on a limb here and have a rant. Like, I don't do television. I just don't watch it. People talk to me, have you seen this? And what about the latest? And I go, did you see that episode of? And I go, no, I didn't see it because I don't watch it. I, you know, buy hundreds of books and I watch great video content. And I listen to podcasts and I think and read and I, you know, have time for prayer and silence and all sorts of different stuff. Because I realize that I've got statistically, you know, 83.2 years on the planet and my attention belongs to me. And I've got to decide where I spend it. I want to give you that encouragement too. Your attention is a commodity, it's valuable. So friends, thank you for the privilege of your time and for listening. And I want to really ask you personally, as you listen to this, if you could just share this link with somebody. I don't ask for much in the weekly podcast. You get it for free. Hope you're grateful. But I'd love it if you could just grab a link and flip it to a couple of friends. Say, hey, subscribe to this. It's really good stuff. It's just exciting to see it grow. Share it on Twitter or Facebook for me. Post a comment for me in the box if you could. I'd love to hear what you think, or if you've got a particular topic. You know, I'd really like to hear from you this week. If there's something that you go, how do I do X? How can I learn more about? Talk to me about this. Put it in there for me. I'd really like to hear. I'm serious about that. I'd love you to post some requests in there so that I can do some reading and thinking and bring you the content that you really want to hear. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Weekly Podcast. I hope it's really useful to you and for you, and I look forward to speaking with you next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.